Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Church Lady Now, an exciting new approach to presenting the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our goal is to help you and me to live a successful Christian life by learning the Word of God, understanding what we've learned, and then applying the Word of God to our daily living. This year, we are on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who He is, and the role He wants to play in our lives today. This is our 10th teaching in the series titled, Come Holy Spirit. We're teaching on the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. He has a divine function, and He works in harmony with God, the Father, and God the Son. Today our subject is hearing from the Holy Spirit or hearing from God. The question is, who are we listening to? Now the backstory is that you and I can set an atmosphere to hear from the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit will give us God's answers to our problems. He is the Spirit of truth. He transfers the victory of Jesus to us. Did you hear that? He transfers the victory of Jesus to us. Our job is to develop spiritual hearing through Bible study, worship, and praise. These three are the foundational practices of every Christian. You see, we cannot hear from the Spirit of God when we are listening to the flesh or the devil. It is hard to receive a telephone call from God if we are busy backbiting our neighbors. Our behavior and feelings will keep us from hearing from God. The loudest feeling that blocks out our hearing is fear. Fear and all its companions, anxiety, depression, and worry. Those things block out the still small voice of the Holy Spirit. Now, you know, the Bible tells us to cast all of our care upon Him, for He cares for us. That's in 1 Peter. However, when you and I are busy with our ambitions, we do not hear from the Holy Spirit. If we allow our drive to dominate our thoughts and our behavior, we will not hear from the Spirit of God. Why? Do we want to hear from the Spirit of God? I don't know about you, but I need help in making the right decisions. I want to live the best life now, and I need to get answers to prayers, prayers for myself and prayers for others. You see, our God wants to lead us to the best life possible. He wants us to prosper and be in health. Hey, that's the truth. He wants us to prosper and be in health. That's 3 John 1 and 2, which states, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Yes. God wants us to live in prosperity. However, He requires that we put Him first. He tells us that thou shalt have no other God before me. That's Exodus 20, verses 3 through 5. You and I must learn to put God first in our life to hear from him. Some of the things we focus on and spend our time doing keep us focused on the cares of the world. Some of us spend most of our time watching TV, going to sporting activities, reading novels, and all the busybody things of the world that we enjoy. There's nothing wrong with those things. However, the Spirit of God will not shout at us to get our attention. It's up to you and to me to make time for God in our daily lives. Okay, so how do we do that? One way is through worship. Worship is the primary language of God. In worship, we focus on God. When we are focusing on God, everything else disappears. Worship is not a spectator sport. It is something that we all do. You see, we were created to worship God. We need to worship him. All of us have a need to commune with God. Worship is the highest level of communicating with God. Do you remember after Moses parted the Red Sea and led the children of Israel to safety that they praised and worshiped God? Moses and his sister Miriam, they led worship. They sang, danced, and played instruments in praise of God. And then there was King David, the worshiper of worshipers. After he got caught in adultery and murder, his only concern was that God not take the Holy Spirit from him. David was the worshiper extraordinaire. He knew how to worship. He worshiped to the point that he got into God's presence, and the presence of God was so thick around him, it was like a veil. Did you know that praise and worship is not a song service? It's a way of life. The Bible says that we are to speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. That's Ephesians 5:19. Have you ever made music in your heart unto God? You know, had a song in your heart that just keeps going on and on? Well, as we open our spirits to the Holy Spirit, we will find ourselves wanting to bless God in worship. Like David, King David, we too can make a pledge. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually stay in my mouth. That's Psalms 43:1. Beloved, let's you and I take that pledge. Let's bless the Lord at all times and let his praise continually stay in our mouths. In worship, we develop spiritual perception. This perception is an insight to see what is evident. It's a spiritual discernment. Now, you may recall that our foundation scriptures for this series titled Come Holy Spirit are Matthew 3:11, where John the Baptist said, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. And then Acts 1:4-5, where Jesus is telling his disciples to wait for the promise of the Father. Today, we're talking about hearing from the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit. Today we're talking about hearing from God. Praying in tongues is the way I have developed communication with the Spirit of God. Now, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 1:42-4, For anyone who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. He who speaks in tongues edifies himself, that is, builds up himself. Praying in tongues is refreshing. It builds us up. It gives us strength. It recharges our spirits. The Holy Spirit wants to lead us into all truth. His job is to make known to us that which is from God. That means that he's going to give us answers to life questions, answers that are from God. Praying in tongues regularly opens the door for revelation from God. And if you are not praying in tongues at this point, start praying in your understanding. And then that will lead to growth and ask God to give you the gift of praying in tongues. You know, as we spend time in worship and praying in tongues or praying in understanding, we will receive a response from God. Praying has benefits. If you recall, when the disciples were in the upper room, there were 120, and they were gathered together, and they prayed. And the onlookers thought that they were drunk. You know, the world drinks for pleasure. We should drink for the same reason. The only difference is our pleasure is in God, and our drunkenness is in the Spirit of God. You know, we can pray to the point where the presence of God will fill our homes, our churches, our cars. We can even pray in the shower. And God will come meet you there in a tangible way. We are all encouraged to take time with God daily, to take time to pray in tongues, pray in understanding, worship, and read the Bible. We're talking about learning to hear from God. The Holy Spirit, who is God's Spirit, is available to those of us who put our trust in God. He speaks to our hearts, and he leads us in the right direction. The Holy Spirit is described as wind, a dove, fire, and a gift, to name a few of his descriptions. You and I can hear the Spirit of God. Yeah, we can hear from God when we humble ourselves and listen. In the book of Mark, Jesus said, "Come with me by yourself to a quiet place and get some rest." Most of us are busy running here and there. We're just too busy to hear the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we need to be quiet before God. That means shutting down our thoughts and meditating on his word so that we can hear the Spirit of God. We all need a place where we can sit with God with no distractions. Generally speaking, the Holy Spirit speaks in a gentle, soft voice. It is almost impossible to hear him when we are engaged in other thoughts. To hear him, we must pay attention. Beloved, we are to prepare the way. That means that we must set aside time to study the word, look at our actions and our thoughts in order to hear from God. We're looking at our actions and our thoughts so that we can align our actions and our thoughts with the Word of God that we're studying. The major things that keep us from hearing from God is really only one, and that's sin. The good news is that we all have sinned. Not good that we sin, but the good news is that we all have sinned. None of us are perfect. And that all we have to do is repent. and allow the Spirit of God to come into our hearts and cleanse us. When we are walking in sin and condemnation, it is impossible to hear the Holy Spirit. The more we grow in our relationship with God, the more sensitive we are to the presence of sin in our lives. John the Baptist said, "You and I have a responsibility to prepare the way of the Lord, make straight paths for him." That's Mark 1 and 3. We must make a decision to make room for the Word of God to move in our lives. Beloved, we must be aware because there are other voices. We're talking about hearing from God. We must be aware because there are other voices. There's a voice of the flesh, the voice of man, and the voice of the devil. The Bible says, to the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." That's John 8:31 through 32. The truth is difficult to hear from the Holy Spirit if we don't have any word in us, if we haven't had any Bible study time. Most of us receive the word through sermons, and maybe Wednesday night Bible teaching. However, as we grow in Christ, we should also add to that personal memorization of scriptures, meditation on the word, and personal Bible study. When I say personal, that means it's something that you and I do. The truth is in God's word. Everything we hear from the Holy Spirit will line up with the Word of God. Now, when we are consistent in hearing, studying, and meditating on the Word, we will be confident in hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit. We will be confident in hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit. The Christian life is all about faith. The Bible says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. All of us believe in God, even though we cannot see him. Likewise, we believe in the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, even though we do not see him. Faith is believing and have an openness to step out on faith at the direction of the Holy Spirit. Now remember, if we don't have any word in us, we're not going to know that it's the Holy Spirit. So it's very important that we have word in us. Faith forces us to grow spiritually. You see, when you have that experience with the Holy Spirit and he starts leading and guiding you, then what happens is that we start to grow spiritually. The truth is that if we say we believe, we must take action to support our belief. And the action that I'm asking everyone to take now is let's position ourselves to hear from God. We're talking about the Christian life is all about faith. For example, maybe you're single and you're praying for a spouse. Everyone is married except you. Well, the Bible says that all things work together for the good. That means that by faith, I'm believing that it's good to be single. Which means I need to busy myself with the good, such as Bible study, prayer, worship, eating healthy foods, developing healthy relationships, and becoming an expert at my craft. Those things will work together for my good. And of course, by faith, we will trust that God will provide the mate. Faith is real when we are ready to obey God. That is change directions to his leading. Sometimes it may be inconvenient. Sometimes it may be that what's going on isn't what we want to have going on. But obedience to the word that we know leads to confidence. And when you're confident in the word that you know and in your relationship with God, you can hear from him. The more times we get it right, the more confident we become in our hearing, Spirit of the Lord is saying to us. Hearing from God requires patience. And as we mature in God, we learn to be patient because we know that he will speak. It is our job to seek his peace and learn to wait on the Lord with an attitude of expectation, with a faith for something good to happen, with a faith for a response. The voice of the Holy Spirit is gentle. To hear what he is saying, we must learn to pay attention. To prepare to hear from the Holy Spirit, we must quiet ourselves. Be open, ready, and patient so that we can clearly hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. The Holy Spirit is a gift from God to his people. God has given this gift to you and to me. Now, some may say, we know when the Holy Spirit has spoken. How do we know when the Holy Spirit has spoken to my heart? So some might ask the question, how do we know when the Holy Spirit has spoken to my heart? It's a good question. Now, here are some suggested guidelines to help us, that's you and me, recognize when the Holy Spirit is speaking. The first thing is that we must have faith in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and that he was physically raised from the dead. To include Jesus Christ as God in the flesh, the only begotten Son of the Father, who died for our sins. In order to hear from the Holy Spirit, we must first be saved. Faith is believing. Faith in Jesus Christ is believing. For example, I know the wind blows, but I cannot explain how it happens. However, I know the wind blows. To hear from the Holy Spirit, we must be saved. Salvation is like the wind. You cannot always see it, but you see the result. Now, the second thing we must do is to read or listen to the Bible to learn how to pray and to get to know God. We can also listen to the Bible on audio, tape, or CD. It is getting the word into our spirits that matter. No word, no power. Some people say, I do not understand the Bible. Beloved, I find the easiest version of the Bible to understand is the New International Version. We call that the NIV. You can pick up a paperback NIV at any used bookstore at a very low price. They are like new. The Bible is one book that does not usually end up in the used bookstore in bad condition. Hey, I'm just saying. The bottom line is all Scripture is inspired by God and is profitable for teaching, reproof, correction, and training in righteousness that we may be adequate and equipped for every good work. That's 2 Timothy 3:16. Again, the bottom line is no word, no power. The truth is we cannot claim to be in the will of God and hearing from the Holy Spirit if we are talking and behaving in a manner contrary to Scripture. The Word of God will guide us in prayer and in living. We must read or listen to the Word in order to know what we believe. When we know what we believe, we cannot be deceived. Prayer is a vehicle to hear from the Spirit of God. The Bible says if we pray according to His will, we have confidence that He hears us. We know His will from reading His Word. You and I get to know God's will by living, thinking, and behaving according to what the Bible says. In prayer, we enter into His presence and we seek Him to hear from Him. Being in prayer and knowing the Word puts us in the position of living lives that are in the will of God. In the will of God. Living a life that is in the will of God. The truth is, we have all fallen short. But we cannot claim to walk with God and abide with God, again, if we've got unrepented sin. If we want to be in the will of God, we must turn from sin. Why? Because we cannot hear from God if we are willfully living contrary to His word. If there is sin in our lives, we must confess, turn from the sin, and let the Lord cleanse us. Now, if we need help turning from sin, it's okay. Just ask God, and He will help us to turn from sin. God is so good. What He asks us to do, He will help us do. That's an awesome God. Sometimes we just have to wait on God. The psalmist said, I waited patiently for the Lord. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined to me and heard my cry. We do not always receive the answer to prayer when we want it. Sometimes it takes time. I found in most cases, God changes my heart as I pray about different things in life. Most times the situation does not change, but I change. And then there are those prayers that are in agreement with God's word. But He doesn't speak. There are prayers that are in agreement with His word, but He doesn't speak. I don't hear from Him. Over the years, I've learned to leave it in His hands. And in time, everything always works out for my good. Now, these steps that we've just talked about will help us to hear the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, and to recognize His work in our lives. In summary, to hear from the Holy Spirit, we must be saved, study the Bible to learn the truth, pray God's will, confess our sins, be patient, and God will speak. The Spirit of the Lord speaks today. Can you hear Him? In closing, do you need to hear from the Spirit of God today? Do you have a loved one who is ill? Are you lonely and discouraged? Are you saying there must be more to this Christian life than church on Sunday and Bible study on Wednesday? The truth is, there is much more. God wants to have a personal relationship with each of us. He sent His Spirit to lead us into all truth. Beloved, today, the Spirit of God is saying, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And he's saying, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified. For I am with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Beloved, we are not alone. The Spirit of God is here to lead us into all truth. Amen? Well, now it's time to close our program. We have truly enjoyed our time together. But before we go, I want to bless you with our perpetual prayer. And the blessing is, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Beloved, this year we're on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who he is, and the role he wants to play in our lives today. This is our 10th teaching in the series titled, Come Holy Spirit. You can contact us. We invite you to follow us on social media and like us. Our social media information is as follows. Blog Talk Radio. Our program name is Church Lady Now. We have two Facebook pages. Artist Oliver Church Lady or Church Lady Ministries. Please feel free to inbox, like, or follow us. Or you can email us at churchladyministries@gmail.com. I want to personally thank you today for joining us for Church Lady Now. Please join us next week. We are on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who he is, and the role he wants to play in our lives today. Also, remember, if you would like to become a ministry partner, please call us at area code 253-472-6213 for more information, or you may email us or inbox us on Facebook, and we would be delighted to send you our partner information packet. Our contact information is available on our Facebook page. For those of you who are our Facebook friends, if you're not a Facebook friend, please send us a friend invite. To obtain more information on our ministry happenings, you can check out our Facebook pages, or you can call us at area code 253-472-6213. That's Monday through Thursday. Please join us next week, Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for Church Lady Now. Again, thank you for joining us for Church Lady Now. This is Minister Artis, the Church Lady, saying, have a blessed day. Goodbye.